This parasha mostly tells us about how the Bigdei Kahuna were crafted. So it talks about you're going to be hearing from your children, either with pictures or hopefully they'll talk about it, you know, the Chayshin, the Eifer, the different Bigdei Kahuna that the Kayin Gadol wore and the Kahanim wore. But that's not only the first half of the parasha. The second half of the parasha talks about the inauguration of the Mishkan, because there was a very complex process starting the Mishkan off and getting it, making everything holy. And there was a whole process. There were 7 days, and then there was the eighth day, which was known as the Shmini Lemiluim, which is what we're going to talk about in Parsha Shmini and Vayikra. But here, in this week's Parsha, it speaks about the first 7 days, what they did to inaugurate the Mishkan. And towards the end of it, it mentions the Karban Tamid. Now, this is not the place where the Torah actually commands us in the Karban Tamid. That's in Parshas Pinchas. But it just makes a mention of Karban Tamid, that it's a mitzvah, it's going to be a mitzvah that's going to be done when the Mishkan is complete. And a number of Mefarshim want to know why, of all the Karbanis, did the Torah mention this one here, if it's not even the place where it's really commanding it. The place that it commands it is somewhere else, along with the other Karbanis, but still the Torah throws in a reference. And Rav Hirsch writes at length to explain the uniqueness of the Karban Tamid here, and he says a fascinating thing, which is that a Keves Ben Shana, which was the animal used for the Karban Tamid, which is a sheep that was a year old, very young sheep, is how Klal Yisrael views themselves with Hashem. Other cultures would say that a lamb symbolizes weakness, right? It's the weakest thing. It goes to the slaughter. It goes willingly to the slaughter. It demonstrates the greatest form of futility and weakness. But to Klal Yisrael, that demonstration of weakness is our greatest strength, because what we are saying is that we don't have any strength, and we rely fully, we channel HaKadosh Baruch Hu's strength. So we rely fully on the strength that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to guide us and to protect us and to help us. And viewing ourselves as a lamb is what enables us to receive the full benefit of Bitachon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why we bring it once in the morning and once in the evening. And we demonstrate that our service of Hashem never wavers, and we have to keep this kind of faith and bitachon and trust, both in the morning when things look bright, and both at night when things look dark and then things are difficult. But there's a fascinating medrash which actually makes it super relevant. The medrash says, since it's a Yalkut Shemaini, and it's on the pasuk of Shema Yisrael, the medrash says that it's a mashal to a chacham that had a son, and this son, who wanted to respect his father, who was a great wise man, would make him two meals a day. He would serve him a meal in the morning, and he would serve him a meal in the evening. Eventually, it became very difficult for the son to do it. The son could not afford it. He didn't have the ability to pay for these two meals for his father. So the father called the son and he said, "Son, I know you don't have the ability anymore to provide me with these two meals. And I don't require that if you don't make me the two meals, I'll figure out my meals on my own. What I would like you to do is come and listen to me. I speak twice a day in my Bis Medrash. I give a shir. Come and hear my shir. Come in the evening, give me that respect, show me that respect to listen to my shir in the evening and in the morning." So the mashal is explained in the Medrash that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, when the Beis HaMikdash stood, you brought me this Karban HaTamid twice a day, in the evening and in the morning. And now you can't, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we don't have the ability to bring those Karbanos. But instead, I ask that you come and listen to my Shir. How do we listen to Hashem's Shir? You say Shema Yisrael twice a day. That's listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Shir, and we're giving that honor and respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by listening to his Shir twice a day. Now, this is, according to Rav Hirsch, is very clear. It's a very, very clear correlation between the Karban HaTamid and Shema. Obviously, Shema Yisrael is the greatest declaration a Jew can make, that there exists nothing other than Hashem. There is no power, no force, no kayach other than HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's exactly the message of what we were trying to demonstrate by bringing this Kevin Ben Shnasa. So it works beautifully together. But what's fascinating about this Medrash, and this is a real insight to think about, is that the Medrash says that saying Shema is not, the act of saying Shema is not to say it, it's to listen to it. it's a fine distinction, but it's a very important distinction. Try it, and you'll see it's a very different experience. We say Shema, and the act of saying Shema, we look at it as you say it, you affirm it, you're demonstrating, you mean it, right? The Medrash is saying, no, that's not what you're really doing. What you need to do is say it so that it's as if you're listening to Hashem tell it to you. And that's a very different kind of thing. It's a much more humble And it's a much more of a experiential thing than something you're doing. It's something you're experiencing. And it changes the way a person gets affected by saying Shema. And the Emma says it's really Rashi. Rashi says, V'hayu adorama el alvacha, the pasuk says you should say it. It should be on your heart. So Rashi says, actually, Rashi says that I am commanding you today. Rashi says it shouldn't be in your eyes like an old command of a king that nobody cares about anymore. It should be like a new command from a king that everybody runs to hear what it is. So Rashi already says that that is the way one is meant to say Shema, is to listen to Shema. We're actually showing a tremendous respect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by attending his shir twice a day. When we say Shema in the morning, we say Shema in the evening, you are demonstrating that you care enough about HaKadosh Baruch Hu to listen, sit and listen to what he has to say and the message he has to give over, which is this message of rely on me and I'll take care of everything else. Rely on me, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol me'edecha. Don't think you need to look out for yourself. Don't think you need to demonstrate strength. You can channel all that strength by just relying on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you think about it, I was thinking that if someone has an elderly parent or a grandparent, so they need to be taken care of. So a person might be very happy to pay someone to take care of them. But then that's wonderful. But that's not the same as going yourself and spending time and listening and having conversation. That's the ultimate respect. So in a way, bringing a carbon tamid was like, you know, Klal Yisrael paid and the carbon tamid was brought. But this is something that even I imagine in the time of the Karban Tamid was the much higher level, which is ourselves going to hear what it is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to say every single day. Same message every single day, but yet we show him that respect by listening to it and trying to incorporate it into our lives the best that we can. Have a good night and a wonderful Shabbos.